We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there is so much going on in the Twin Cities metro area. Let alone all the stuff that's happening throughout the state. Wow. It's just amazing what we are able to accomplish right here in the great state of Minnesota. First of all, I want to say thank you to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for presenting Center Stage. We really appreciate it. By the way, as you heard Rohan Preston say, Holiday Inn is running through February 23rd, and he raved about the show. Again, that's running through February 23rd at the Chanhassen. Also, Distracted is playing at Mixed Blood Theater through the 15th of January. And Marie and Rosetta, we're going to talk about that in just a moment, is going through December 30th at Park Square Theater. Teen Idol, the Bobby V story, is through December 16th at History Theater. Triple Espresso is through January 13th at the Park Square Theater. And then for holiday shows, you've heard about the steals. We gave away a pair of tickets tonight. Thank you so much for listening again. Also, Elf the Musical is Wednesday through December the 30th at the Ordway. A Charlie Brown Christmas is through December 26th at the Stepping Stone Theater. And then also Sean Johnson in concert and his big band Monday at the Ames Center. I'm so going to try to go. Sarah Morris and her Sometimes Elves holiday show at the Astor Cafe on Friday. And you had a chance to hear some of them on the Gerald & Steele holiday special that we had, the 6th annual. So you don't want to miss them. They were fantastic. Now, my first guest is in studio tonight. Do you know her? Yeah, you do. From Center Stage, we've had her on many times. Jamecia Bennett. If you don't remember her in The Wiz over at Children's Theater, and she played, was it Glinda? I think it was. Was it Glinda? Yes, Glinda. And she was amazing. She came on stage and took it over, just one song. There she was. Knocked our socks off. Yes. Well, this show that she's in now is bringing fierce guitar playing and swing to gospel music. Sister Rosetta Tharp influenced rock musicians from Elvis to Jimi Hendrix and even Ray Charles. The story begins in a funeral parlor in Mississippi, and Rosetta and her young protege, Marie Knight, prepare for a tour that will establish them as a great musical duo. Her renditions of spirituals like Were You There When They Crucified My Lord and Sit Down to distinctly non-religious songs like I Want a Tall, Skinny Papa. We've got a lot to talk about with someone that I know and love, Jamecia Bennett. Hey, sister girl.
Hi, Miss Geraldine. How are you?
Miss Geraldine. She always calls me Miss Geraldine Shaletta. You hear that? You hear that? I'm an old woman,
no,
girl.
Not.
That's what it's Yeah, there you go. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. I love being here with you.
I love having you in it. You know, this has got to be the role that you've probably wanted for a while. Even if you didn't know it existed,
yes.
It's kind of like that one thing you yearn for.
Yes, it is. It really is. You know, you always think about the different roles that you can get. And I've played a lot of roles that I've been blessed to be a part of. Even Detroit 67, I loved playing Bunny with Penumbra Theater.
Yeah.
And Glinda, of course, because I played with my daughter at Children's Theater. So it's been a lot of roles that I liked personally. But this one belongs to me.
This one belongs to
me. And I own it and I study it every day. It's not a day that goes by that I don't study it. I never stop studying this role because of the history of what it is and who this woman is to me in knowing really what music is today and why it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm really excited about playing this, and I'm so elated that Park Square trusted me enough to tell this story.
Did you write the piece?
I didn't write it.
Who wrote
Actually,
it?
George Brandt wrote this piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been done on Broadway. And actually, Gary Hines, my musical father, is the music director. So it was really good. Because
you owe to Gary if you're listening. That's what that means. You owe to.
Yeah. And, you know, it was great to have him aboard because I knew that I was going to get music history and music theory and technical aspects of the music. So I was really proud to have him aboard because I knew he was going to give me what I needed.
Right.
So, yeah.
So did you knew about Sister Rosetta Tharpe?
You know, I didn't know about her the way that I know about her now. Mm-hmm. Now, she did cross my ear, my earlobes
right.
a lot when I was younger because my grandmother, Shirley Bennett, was compared to Mahalia singing.
Oh, wow.
And my grandmother sang a lot of Mahalia songs, and she often spoke of Rosetta Tharpe. But you know, as a youngster, you know that kind of goes in one ear and out of the other because you're too busy thinking about, you know, the new age performers that are performing now. Mm-hmm. So when this script fell into my hands, I read about it and I read the script and all of the memories that I had heard from my grandmother, even the Mahalia stuff, it all started coming back to me quickly, and I was like, this is what she's talking about. So it was almost like Rosetta was like the Beyonce of their time.
How about that? You know, I think back a lot about our foremothers that came way before us.
Yes, ma'am.
And what they went through just to put the music out there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
to get it into the hands of the people, whether mm-hmm. it was, you know, a live performance or not. And
yes.
Sister Rosetta, she did so much in her career.
Oh, yeah.
And up to what age? Do you know when she stopped performing or did she die early?
Well, she died 1973.
Wow. She was around
yes.
for a while.
Yeah. And her and Marie actually were performing like the 1930s, 1940s
in that area.
Yeah. And, you know, she was definitely shunned because it was almost like the whole thing that we go through. I know you, the Steels, know about it, dealing with the secular world and the gospel
mm-hmm,
world.
Mm-hmm.
And she came from the church. And she says in the play, you know, I brought a little church to the nightclub and a little nightclub to the church, you know. So she knew about it. But at that time, she wanted to be independent. So she did. She went into the cotton clubs. And that was the only way that she could get the highest recognition that she wanted
yeah.
to play with, like, the Duke Ellingtons and the Cab Calloways and the the pages, and you know, that's how you were able to get the recognition that she needed mm-hmm. and wanted to get out there. You couldn't get that from the church at the time.
Yeah. And she was quite a guitarist.
Oh yeah.
So how are you handling that?
You know, I am I'm kind of doing my thing a little bit. I was Jeff Bailey. I don't know if you are familiar
oh,
with
yes,
him.
I know Jeff.
Jeff Bailey came to the show, and Austin Van told me, she was like, you know, she said Jeff was coming. I was like, oh, my God. You know, Jeff is a teacher. He was giving me some lessons like a while back because I was, you know, in my mind, I was going to be a bass player.
Right.
You know, if you have these mind things that you're going to, these movies. So I was doing the bass. But this, of course, she's playing guitar, which is the lead guitar, which
right.
is totally different than
right.
the bass. And so he came to the show. And he came to the opening, and I got off stage, and we went out to, you know, to visit everybody in the lobby. He came up to me, and he said, Levi is about, like, right here.
Right.
And I know some guitar players that are mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, but you mimicking the guitar, you about right here.
Is that a compliment?
That was a compliment.
I receive it. I would so receive that.
I said, thank you, Jeff. He
right.
was like, you doing that thing.
Right.
You know, and it was, you know, and it was a lot of hard work. And really, our director, Wendy Knox.
Oh, yes.
She
she's
said
fantastic.
To us, she said to me, actually, personally, she was like, I didn't expect you to do all of that. And, you know, I knew I wanted you to do that. She was like, but you put in a lot of hard work. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, yeah, I want the audience to feel I need to represent her the way she needs to be represented, and especially with the fact that a lot of people don't know who she is.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. You know, Javita and I sang a couple of her numbers on Prairie Home Companion, and that
yes.
was really special. It introduced me to some of her music.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always like that kind of music. I mean, when she went to church.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It was
mm-hmm.
very serious. In fact, in the article that was written in the Star Tribune about the piece, you got a rave review. I think it was
yeah.
Chris Hewitt that wrote it.
Yeah.
He says here that you bring such raw, searing power to this piece. And I've been told that the chemistry between you and the one who plays Marie.
Yeah,
Rajaneh
Katura.
Right.
Yes.
That it's really special.
Yeah. And it was such a blessing to work with her because, you know, I worked with her in The Wiz.
Oh, what role did she play?
She actually understudied Paris, and she went on a couple of times for Paris. And she played Dorothy, and she also played numerous of parts in The Wiz. She's an excellent, excellent actor. And so she's just a beautiful soul. And it's funny because she is kind of like a Marie, she kind of fits the part well. But I mean, just a beautiful soul and has a wonderful voice. She's a young talent here in the Twin Cities, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what she does. And I feel like the same thing that Dennis and Greta and all of them used to say to me once I started, I feel like I'm saying it to her.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited.
And not only that, I mean, here it is, you on stage with your daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
In The Wiz. And then here you are now with Rajanee, who took that role, you know, filled in for your daughter
feels
a couple
like I'm
of
with
times.
My daughter.
It's really, you know, right, it's meant to be.
Yes.
So I love that you guys have this chemistry. What is it that you would want people to really know about this piece to take home with them?
I would really like people to know that she's real, and the music that she has, you know, she just got inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
It really is a big deal. And some of the music of the old that people didn't even know, the style of music that she played, Elvis Presley mimicked her. You had all these different artists that mimicked her. I just want people to know that she is the first woman of rock and roll. And not only is she the first woman, she's the first African-American woman of rock and roll. And for her, her songs are so raw. They're so beautiful. And all of them, they have the pain. They have the glory. They have victory. They have independence in it back then, and you know, back then, and it wasn't nothing about no independence back then
right,
you know, not only for African Americans but for women in general, you know. But she stood up and she went into these places on her own, and she charmed the men back there to get into the places like the Cotton Club and Cafe Society and Savoy Ballroom and Carnegie Hall, and you know, and she was a woman that did that. And so I'm really honored to tell her story, and
I'm
I hope
so glad that
everybody
her story
comes
is being
out
finally
yeah.
being told. And by the way, you know, when that piece happens where, you know, you go from the church to the nightclub, sort of, it says in the article that your hips are a metronome.
Yes.
Is what she says to Marie, right?
Yes.
Your hips got to be that metronome.
Yeah.
And so I know what that's like, because you probably have gotten, you know,
oh,
people
yeah.
have said some things to you for moving over to, you know,
absolutely, especially
more
dealing
secular
with
music.
The Sounds of Blackness.
Yeah.
You know, Sounds of Blackness definitely kind of went through what Rosetta went through, with Optimistic being one of the songs that was played not only in the nightclubs, but in the gay clubs as well. And, you know, it went everywhere. And
it did
church
well.
For a minute, the church was like, oh, hold up.
Yeah, but why only sing to the choir? Why not go and take it to the people?
Yes, Rosetta says.
The people that really need to hear it.
Rosetta says in the play, she says, now tell me, I'm going to find way more sinners in the nightclub than they'll ever find in the church.
I don't know about that today, sister girl.
I don't know
about that today. I don't care what denomination it is.
Oh,
it's a pleasure having you in studio. If people want more information, of course, the shows are happening at 7:30 Thursday through Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. It ends on December 30th.
December
so you've
30th.
Only got till December 30th. Park Square Theater is in St. Paul at 20 West 7th Place. Tickets are $25 to $60. Call the box office at 651-291-7005. That's 651-291-7005. Or just go to Park Square Theater with a TRE .org.
And they just added a new show.
They did? Another
the 29th. The 29th, they added a matinee.
Right. So if some of the days don't work out, keep going back forth to the website.
Keep going back.
You'll be adding as you go.
Yes.
Congratulations on a successful show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Jalen.
I'm coming.
I love you. And I love the Steels December 14th. I can't wait.
I know. Finally, it's upon us. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, Jamecia Bennett. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 9:23. Let's make that 9:24 here at WCCO. really, when you have new pieces that are created, and I'm sure there will be several iterations of this piece, as I've been reading about it and hearing about it, those that have gone to see it, I just really hope that it just keeps morphing and keep getting better and better and better. But boy, I've been hearing nothing but great things, and the article that was in the Star Tribune was absolutely beautiful. Rosetta Tharpe was someone that all of us should know about. If you don't know, do look her up, T-H-A-R-P-E, and just check her out, because really, I'm so grateful that someone is doing a piece on her. She's a remarkable, remarkable woman. Just want to let you know about a few more of the other shows as we're trying to get Rohan Preston on to talk with us tonight. I want to let you know about a few of the other concerts I was not able to jump in and tell you about. When it comes to holiday shows, Prancer is playing through December 23rd at Lyric Arts in Anoka. A Don't Hug Me Christmas Carol is till December 22nd at Chaska Community Center. It's a Wonderful Life radio play is through December 24th at the St. Paul Hotel. Now, WCCO Radio will broadcast the show live next Sunday at 6:30 p.m., so you don't want to miss that. It's a Wonderful Life radio play through December 24th at the St. Paul Hotel. A Christmas Carol is through December 29th at the Guthrie Theater. Also, I had a chance to go over and check out the play The Wickhams, Christmas at Pemberley. If you love Pride and Prejudice, you are going to love this piece. And it's very interesting how they deal with the Wickhams. You know, the Wickhams was probably the least liked couple of Pride and Prejudice. But some people, you know, thought the daughter was really hard-headed, Elizabeth's sister, and she went off and married this guy who was no good. Well, you really get to see how that unfolds at Pemberley. And she goes to be with Mr. Darcy and her sister Elizabeth for the holidays along with the family. So if you get a chance to go and check that out at the Jungle Theater, that is playing now through December 30th. Angels We Have Heard, Holy Crap. Now, you heard Rohan and I talk about this last Sunday. It's a very interesting title. I know it probably offends many. But this is playing till January 26th at the Brave New Workshop. The one thing that the Brave New Workshop does and does very well is really help us understand or think about a holiday or a person or a situation in a different way, right? I mean, this is comedy. You know, it's nothing wrong with that, to see it from a different perspective. I think you will be surprised at what you will glean. Is it for children? Probably not. I don't think most of the shows that they do at Brave New Workshop are for children. But if you get a chance, go and check it out before you scream about it, right? Because you never know until you see it. Miracle on Christmas Lake is through December 30th at Yellow Tree Theater. Yellow Tree Theater through December 30th. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is through January 6th at the Children's Theater. You will probably see some shows being added because it is fantastic. Last year, I took my granddaughters and my daughter, all four of us went, and boy, did we have a great time. Even the little one. She was totally focused when it was happening. So that was really great. When it came to concerts, I talked to you about Sean Johnson and his big band. That's Monday at the Ames Center. He's fabulous. He's also a part of Tonic Sofa. That's the group he created. They're Tuesday at the Ames Center. So literally, Sean and his big band is on Monday. Tonic Sofa is on Tuesday at the Ames Center. You might have heard that from the show we did at Cambria. Also, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band is Wednesday at XL Energy Center. Chromio, I don't know who they are. I'm so sorry. Thursday at the Exchange and Alibi Lounge. Do you know who Chromio is, Shaletta? Nope, she doesn't know. The Blenders, you know them. We love them. They are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Pantages Theater. Again, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Pantages Theater. We have so much going on in this great state, just within the Twin Cities metro area. It's crazy. It's just crazy how much goodness is going around. Mary Poppins Jr., that's the name of it, Mary Poppins Jr., is through December 27th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts. I'm trying to take my granddaughter there coming up. Lend Me a Tenor is through February 16th of 2019 at the Old Log. Church Basement Ladies, You Smell Barn. That's through February 14th. At the Ames Center in Burnsville. Tales from the Underbelly of the Charred Yule Log. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.